It's me again, Audio Boot. You're hearing a lot from me this morning, aren't you? Lucky people. Or not. Anyway, somebody, I can't remember who it was. It may have been McColgan. It may have been somebody else. I can't remember who it was. Asked earlier on in the week for those of us doing the Octavia recordings how we do our recordings. And I thought I would do a quick bill on that. I do have other options available to me than the one that I'm using. I have a Zoom H1, rather nice, well, nice, you know, rather cheap, but pretty good, you know, pretty good ratio of quality of microphone to cheapness. Little recorder. The build is pretty rubbish, but you get good sound out of it. So I could use that. But the downside of using that is that I would have to edit it down. And when it comes to editing, I've got two options, really. I have Audacity on my PC. I use my PC, although I'm visually impaired, I have some sight, and I basically have the computer set up so that I can see it if I sit very close to it, and it's all large and stuff. I do have a free screen reader on it, but I don't like it. But Audacity I find really quite difficult for editing visually. I can't see it well enough. And that whilst I edited all my guide dog training diaries in Audacity a while back, I think I would struggle to do the same now. The alternative is, on my Mac, I have obviously GarageBand. However, I can't. I haven't had time to work it out properly yet. So I've gone for the next best option. So I've got my PC in front of me. I have my iPhone by my side, and I have some earphones plugged into it. These are the earphones that I use most of the time. They are rather like, I suppose, the ones that come with the iPhone, except they are in-ear ones, and they are made by Sennheiser. You can get them for about £50. I think slightly overpriced, to be honest, for what you get and how long they last. I find they only last a few months, although I've been able to get replacements on warranty. So I have, let me take one earphone out. So I have the earphone with the microphone there, dangling out of my right ear. And that's how I do most of my recordings normally anyway, wandering around with an earphone dangling out. And then, to actually record sound, I've got my PC in front of me, and I've been using Spotify, largely. Although I do have a number of CDs on my computer, I use Spotify for the majority of my music needs at the moment. Okay, I've now lined up a track in Spotify. I did it off without recording it on Audio Boot, because it takes me a little while. I can't see it very well, but I've got the track. I've listened to the first few seconds to remind myself of the start, although to be honest, the start of this one is pretty recognisable. So all I'm doing to launch it, and I'm usually waiting for the sort of do 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 do, do, and with the last one going, I'm hitting the space bar, hitting it at that point in order to try and avoid hearing the tap of the space bar. But I haven't always succeeded in doing that, and I'm doing this on a 3GS, which is running rather slowly these days. And so actually there's a bit of lag in between the end of the Audio Boot tones and the beginning of the recording. So some of the time I'm listening for, there's a slight bit of hiss that starts in my ear when it starts recording, so I'm waiting for that to begin. But then when all is ready, and in this case I wouldn't be planning to talk over the intro, so I'm going to turn the speakers up to a reasonable volume, and then I'm going to very quietly hit spacebar. Thank you.
so easy to give my heart away, but I found out the hard way there's a price you have to pay.
And then I'm very rudely ducking volume manually, using my fingers on the dial on the front of my speaker. In order to speak. Used to be so easy. Obviously, now there are downsides to this setup, quite a few downsides. The first of which is I'm playing from a digital format on my computer, which is then coming out through speakers, obviously analog, which is then being taken in by a microphone on my earphones and converted into a digital format again, which is then reaching your ears via an analog format. It's not great. The next thing is, it's really quite difficult getting the levels right. I'm just having to guess based on how it's worked previously, but there is a risk of clipping. So many years since I've seen you. Also, how far do I actually need to duck it? You know, can you hear me okay here? Or here? Or here? Or here? I really don't want to talk over this gorgeous solo. Talk over the singing instead. This is, of course, Gary Moore with his very well-known hit, Still Got the Blues. And I think it's utterly gorgeous. That first wham of guitar at the start, and I get goose pimples. It's just amazing. I saw Gary Moore at the Dome in Brighton, I think about 3 years ago now, where he was absolutely amazing. Sadly died just the year after that, but so glad to have got to see him. If I'm right, I think he was actually sued over this song by a Bavarian group who claimed to have invented the riff. Despite the fact that they weren't very popular at the time and Gary Moore couldn't possibly have heard them, etc, etc, etc. Great shame, brilliant track, and a great loss to music in Gary Moore's death. Whilst this setup is by no means perfect, there are other disadvantages, the fact that it's coming up by speakers in stereo but going in the microphone, becoming mono, the quality of my speakers is pretty rubbish, you know, it's not a great setup, but it works pretty well for me.